Going forward for diagnosis with Jenny Sewell was the result of several things. I was having problems at work, and Alex had suggested I was on the spectrum. And as I learned more, I was able to say, yes, this sounds exactly like me. Fortunately, my GP was supportive, but one of my friends wasn't so lucky when she approached her GP in English recently. You may be shocked by this reaction, and I apologise in advance. I certainly was. So the doctor started ticking me off as soon as I came into her consultation room. Apparently, I seemed unprepared, highly tense, and spoke too quickly. She thinks I have a mental health problem rather than ASD, and would like me to get talking therapy before she can even start to think about any kind of diagnosis. It really didn't help that she started the confrontation by being angry, tense, and running 20 minutes late herself. She suggested getting involved in a local amateur dramatics club as a way of learning how to be myself, learn how to put on a mask and pretend to be neurotypical better, and thus be more able to fit into the world. I talked too fast. I felt underprepared and I felt tense when I talked to the doctor and when I went to the Archer Centre for assessment. I'm sure many of you, when you either went for assessment yourself or went with your friend or family member, felt pretty similar. But there's good news to it. Go with that. Yesterday morning, Libby told me that when she saw another GP in the same practice, that she has in fact been referred by the first GP for assessment. It will be a long journey, but that news has done a lot to help her self-esteem. So on my own journey, I was worried. Did I highlight things too well? Because as an adult, did my channel tendency, perceived tendency, let's be fair, to do all right, mean that I wouldn't merit a diagnosis that requires functional difficulty? In other words, that there were tangible problems in daily living. I also knew the damage and frustration that pretending to be normal had caused me. How the lack of space to express myself in a safe way led ultimately to explosion when the pressure of inappropriate internalizing had built up too much. Just as Elsa was damaged by years of trying to be normal out of fear for her sister Anna. So you can imagine how nervous I was after the various interviews I had with Jenny. ADOS, Autism Diagnostic Observation Schedule. Do I get full marks for that? Yes. WACE, the Wechsler Adult Intelligence Scale. It's a broad-based intelligence test that they use quite often as part of the diagnostic process to help identify developmental weaknesses. When we went into the meeting room in the Archer Medical Center to face Jenny and Jane Burks, the OT from the team. So Kirsty Quigg, team social worker, and you'll hear from her shortly, asked me what changed between not knowing and knowing. What difference did it make? And the answer isn't straightforward. Still don't know really what it is, but I suppose it comes down to two things. Biggest thing, relief. Relief that I had a name to describe my behavior, an explanation in fact. Relief that I wasn't imagining things, and that Jenny, Jane, and Bridie had seen through the facade to what they believe. If I'm honest, relief that I could get help at work, although it would take quite some time to see what I needed help with. And of course, Sherelle and Caroline have already touched on that, the whole business of self-awareness and help to identify things. And the other difference, determination. I wanted people to understand that I would not always respond normally. I wanted to be accepted for who I am, not who people want me to be. I wanted to be safe, to not always have conform within reason. Autism, a label being rehabilitated by being used as a term for the whole spectrum of relational and social communication difficulties, is a term with which I am comfortable because I know what it doesn't mean. And I want to be safe to live up to my identity, not just my identity as a Christian, which underlies everything, but who I am as an Aspie. That reminds me of the A word. I like the way that every week they start off with Joe walking along, listening to his headphones, and being picked up by the van, except for that last week. If you've been watching, you'll know the problems caused in the first episode when the psychologist used the word autism without unpacking the terminology, so it came as a big shock. It's been interesting to watch each week, and last night's show with Maggie's truth-telling and her confrontation with Alison over her bullying when they were children rang a few bells. If I'm honest though, it leaves me wondering, how on earth did Christopher Eccleston get old enough to play a granddad? So in fact, all of us on the spectrum can only be our true selves when we are allowed to be who we are and comfortable in our identity, just like Elsa. And I do compare it to my gay friends when they come out, rather than beginning they had to pretend they are normal just to make everyone else happy. And I wanted not to be pigeonholed. People know I'm a good listener, although stress reduces my capacity to empathize a lot. And I want people to see that I don't fit the stereotype of an Aspie, mainly because there's no such thing, because we are all so different. So Kirsty and Bernadette Doherty ran a post-diagnostic group, and in the six people who were part of it, including myself, I saw loads of evidence that the spectrum isn't so much a straightforward rainbow curve the way you might think. So the six of us, each of us had a unique mixture of abilities and reduced abilities. And I saw it as a map of peaks and troughs that to describe the different abilities. A greater things of how we look, do, and think about things. And the third dimension showing the collection of peaks and troughs that's very different for each one of us. Something that can't be cured, neither could be cured. I know, I wouldn't want to lose it. And nor do I think my friends would want it to be cured either. Because with it would go other parts of me that are what I uniquely offer to the world. And nor is it really as easy for everyone as it has been for me to come to terms with diagnosis. And I've seen that in the group. But what I really want, my real determination, is for people to see past the oddities, the failures to comply with societal norms, the help that I need with what is either difficult or impossible for me. To see what I can do, to see what all of us Aspies can do, to see how our different perspectives on life and the norm make a real difference to decision making, how we see things others don't, something of intrinsic value to an employer identified by agencies such as Special Eastern, who exist to match Aspies and others on the spectrum with jobs which quite literally pay for their abilities. To see what our insight into any specialist interest we have offers to the rest of the world. To see that in the end, and no matter what our difficulties are, this one thing, we are worth it. My name is Andy Ball. I am many things. I'm a musician, a Christian, a husband, a son, a friend, a blogger, a Lego fiend. I am many other things besides. Somewhere in the middle of that, I have ASC or ASD. It's part of what and who I am, but it can never define me. Sometimes having autistic spectrum disorder gets in the way of being who I truly am, because people can't see past it. Sometimes, having autistic spectrum disorder is the only way I can express who I truly am. Thank you very much.